DW.
Un
That is Collins Chigwagwa at work. He runs a barber shop in this middle class neighborhood in Harare. It is around midday. The area hasn't had power since 5 a.m., but is going about his business, cutting his clients' hair. He can continue with his work thanks to a solar machine he bought earlier this year when Zimbabwe's power cuts intensified.
What made me go solar is the constant power cuts. Initially, we used a diesel-powered generator when we had no power. But things got worse, and we ended up having to use the generator for several hours, even a whole day. And that means more money for fuel. But if you buy a solar system, that's it. A few big companies still use generators, but small businesses like mine now wake up at night when electricity comes. So it is not easy for them. But my wish is for the government to address the electricity crisis.
President Emmerson Mnangagwa's government says interrupted power supplies will be with Zimbabwe for some time to come. His energy minister jokingly once said Zimbabweans need to pray hard in order to end the current 18-hour-a-day blackouts. The reason they are happening is aging thermal and hydropower infrastructure, which the country relies on but should have been decommissioned years ago. Another reason is persistent droughts intensified by climate change. These droughts have resulted in falling levels in the Kariba Dam, making it difficult to meet Zimbabwe's electricity needs. The government solution? Importing power from countries like South Africa, Mozambique, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. But that comes with its own financial problems. Zimbabwe, for years now, has been cash-strapped. Until recently, Zimbabwe had an energy import debt of almost $100 million, resulting in supply shortages. Fortune Chasi, Zimbabwe's energy minister, says the country's solution to its current energy problems is in clean energy for a number of reasons. He says this needs to be built while paying off the country's energy debt.
As you know, we've had serious difficulties at this moment in time with the hydrological condition of Lake Kariba, which we understand has been caused by climate change. And so deliberately, government would like to develop a good mix of energies. And this is by no means a way of playing down the importance of hydro.
Thus, Zimbabwe has moved to launch a policy on renewable resources in which it encourages citizens to use solar energy and biogas for cooking. But how to begin such a project? Energy Minister Chasi again.
The frameworks must deal with a number of issues, one of which is standardization of equipment. It also means that we've got to make available to the public very clear incentives to invest in solar. As you know, we have taken off everything from duty and VAT on solar equipment. So this is just the beginning. But we're continuing to dig deeper to identify what it is that we can do that will entice foreign investors, in particular, or foreign-based investors to come into this sector. We're in an extraordinary situation. And so this demands that our incentives go beyond the ordinary if we're going to be a destination for investment in renewable energies.
A number of companies have been given licenses to set up solar farms which will produce power that is fed into Zimbabwe electricity grid. Less than an hour drive southwest of Harare is a 25-megawatt solar farm owned by Central Grid. Victor Utedzi, the director of this project, says it was built in response to the power shortages Zimbabwe is facing.
Everybody knows the power situation in our country. Low water levels in Kariba, big problems at Wange, We're facing challenges with imports. And the government came up with a program for renewable energy, which allows private companies to apply for licenses and build renewable energy for the benefit of the country. That's why we're doing this project. But once you have that access to foreign currency, solar is quick to install, solar is easy to install, solar is easy to maintain.
At the commercial level, for consumer, Zimbabwe's government believes removal of VAT and duty tax on solar projects is a great incentive to make ordinary citizens invest in clean energy as the African nation grapples with power crisis induced by aging infrastructure and exacerbated by climate change. This also means Zimbabweans can move away from using fossil fuel powered generators, which require scarce and expensive fuel anyway. It's a good move for the environment too. Columbus Mavunga, DW Harare.
DW.